And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of Steve Jobs, born San Francisco, 1955, dropped out of college after a semester, went to India looking for spiritual enlightenment, returned a devout Buddhist, experimented with LSD, got a job with a video game maker, designed circuit board for one of their games, and co-founded Apple Computers. And in a commercial during the Super Bowl, January 1984, he unveiled the Macintosh, the first small computer to catch on with the public. It used a graphical user interface, or GUI, GUI, instead of text-based interfaces. With a graphical user interface, people could just click on icons instead of typing in hard-to-remember precise text commands. Steve Jobs, who said his goal in computers was to create a bicycle for the mind. The graphical user interface revolutionized computers. It's what's on almost all computers today, and also on a lot of fancy vending machines and airport check-in kiosks, and also the iPod, another of Apple's very successful products. It's the birthday of a woman called the most famous feminist philosopher in the United States, one of the superstars of 90s academia, Judith Butler, born in Cleveland, 1956. Best known for a book published 20 years ago called Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity, which is used in gender studies classes all over the world and helped provide the foundation for the academic discipline of queer theory. She teaches rhetoric and comparative literature at Berkeley. Her work is known for its very dense sentences about the contingent possibility of structure inaugurating a renewed conception of hegemony bound up with the contingent sites and strategies of the rearticulation of power. But she's also written sentences like, "Let's face it, we're undone by each other, and if we're not, we're missing something." And also the sentence, "I think that every sexual position is fundamentally comic." And it's the birthday of Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who with his older brother Jakob published Grimm's Fairy Tales, a collection of folklore collected from peasants. One of his best field workers was a pretty young woman named Dorothea Wilde, and she and Wilhelm were married. Here's a poem for today by Joan I. Siegel, entitled Travel Directions. There ought to be a word for the way you know how to get someplace but don't remember the names of streets, the number of turns, and blinking yellow lights, so that if someone asked, you really couldn't say, except you know the road starts out straight, and when it's sunny, the branches blink across the windshield, making you want to rub your eyes. Then the road turns sharply uphill past a red barn where a black dog jumps out to race you for a quarter mile and finally recedes in the mirror like a disappointment. And you remember the road dips downhill into the shadows of the morning where you hear Bach's unaccompanied cello and understand what a good fit the cello makes in the hollow of the body where grief begins, and for an indeterminate time the road winds vaguely past houses, people, road signs, while time hums in your ear, and you remember the dream you left behind that morning, which had nothing to do with where you are going. Travel Directions, a poem by Joan I. Siegel, from Hyacinth for the Soul, published by Deerbrook Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.